Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and I have to promote the Chamber is no longer at the Big Red Building at Santa Rita Park. We moved upstairs, Suite 217 at the Bank of Colorado Building, which is 1199 Main Avenue, right across from the old Model Tire. So come on in and stop by and say hello. Steve Wilson, how are you?
Good, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. You're with, is it Wilson Integra Insurance?
Yes, Wilson Integra Insurance Services.
Services. Yes. Yeah, I knew I forgot one of those words already, and I just started the interview. Well, again, thanks for coming in. And so I want to ask you, what separates your business from other insurance carriers?
Well, an insurance carrier in general, we're all around the same thing. But what we have to offer, it's a little bit different, is we go and we talk to the business owners. We try to save the business owners somewhere around 30%.
30%, that's huge.
And yeah, we try to do that. And so we shop it out with about 36 different carriers.
Oh, wow.
And so we try to match up with the best carrier at the best price.
And, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but in your carriers that you're talking about too are high credit, highly rated. Is that the correct term?
Yes, sir. They're the highest rated. We're talking about the Hartford, Travelers, Liberty Mutual.
Okay.
The largest name brands out there for commercial insurance. Yes, sir.
And you have 36 of them that you can price compare or benefit compare.
Yes, sir. Yes, we do. And so the advantage that we do with for the business owner is that what we offer on pricing is we shop it out. We do an analysis on how much money we can save you. And most business owners don't really understand that until 10, 15 years down the road.
Sure.
And the conversation I have with the business owner is, gosh, you know, if I could save you 30%, and how much is that? Let's say $5,000.
Right.
And they paid $5,000 more over the last 10 years than what they should have been paying, then they've overpaid by $50,000.
It adds up.
Yes, sir. So what we do for the business owner is we take that money that we save them, and I explained to them that they can use that money for working capital in their business, to grow their business.
Right.
You know, hire a part-time employee, get a membership with the Chamber of Commerce.
Like that.
You know, anything that you can think of that's going to help grow your business. Advertising, Durango 360, you know.
Sure.
Paul Eckenrode, great guy, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
You know, different things that you can do in the community to help grow your business. We offer that up. And not just that, but when we go into the insurance levels, we look at possibly increasing their levels of insurance. They may not know that they can get double the coverage for $50 more per year on their general liability.
Wow.
Instead of getting $1 million, $2 million aggregate, they get $2 million, $4 million aggregate.
So you almost sit, it sounds like you'll sit down with the business owner and or manager, whoever's in charge, and almost do like a needs assessment. And not only with cost comparison, but then say, okay, here's where we can help you. We can save you money and bring added value.
Yeah, the value part of the business is much more important than saving money.
Right.
Saving money's up there. But the value part of it is the need for insurance. What are their needs? We also look for gaps in insurance. So let's say they're not insured correctly or they don't have the right class codes, things like that. We review everything.
Okay. Now, and I always go back to whether it's like the Seasons Fire or El Moro, you know, some of the things. And I always say you find out how good your insurance agent is when you have to have a claim or file and all of those things. But it sounds like it's also, what is the old saying, ounce prevention, pound ago, what was that? Anyway, I'm kind of come up with it. I'm completely spacing it out. But basically, preventative maintenance and understanding what you truly do need. And, okay, if there is a catastrophe, you know, a flood or a fire, things of that nature, and you put your employees out of business or out of work, you can have insurance that can help offset that.
Yes, sir. And in addition to that, just 2 weeks ago, I had a call from one of my mid-sized customers, and it was a flood. It was on a Sunday at 9 o'clock at night, and I got the phone call. And I arrived 5 minutes after the phone call was there, and they saw the value in what we have to offer. And so, you know, being local and that we're here makes a huge difference.
Right.
So, you know, if you get a company that you're insured with, the availability for them to show up and represent you through the claim process, it's really important.
So did you put on your waders and start lugging out furniture then too? I mean, Steve, that's customer service right there. But you're there within minutes and helped them walk through the renovation process to get back up and running.
Well, yeah, in that case, understanding what the claim process is, what steps that you need to take, the notes that you need to take, all of that stuff. We represent the insured and the insurance company both. So we go out of our way to make sure that the insured has representation, and that's what we do. So a lot of people think if they get an independent insurance agent, they're giving that up because they're used to having their agent with a captive carrier. And
right.
I won't say any of those names, but
sure.
There's quite a few of them.
A flagship, as they say, or whatever.
A captive carrier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, having an independent carrier, we offer the same value. We might even offer more value, and I'll tell you why, is because we have the ability to shop and compare.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that the person is insured properly. And 2 years down the road, if the rates go up for whatever reason and they're not happy with their current carrier, we can replace them with another carrier, A-plus rated.
Wow.
So if one of the major guys like the Hartford or Liberty,
mm-hmm.
Mutual or Travelers goes up in rate, and then they're not happy, if they're with a captive carrier, there's nowhere to go.
Right.
Where we have the ability to shop and compare again and place them with another carrier.
Okay. Now, along with that lines, so I don't forget, what's your website? And I know you have some unique features on your website.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, Jack. It's wilsonintegra.com. And so what we have to offer there is four personal lines. Insurance, that's your home and auto.
Mm-hmm.
You could log onto the website, and from your own convenience of your home, you put in the data, you hit the submit button, and you get up to 10 quotes back instantly.
Wow.
And so those are best rate scenarios. If you've got tickets and accidents, of course, the rate will adjust a little
sure.
to accommodate those unfortunate times.
Right. We've all been there.
Yeah. So, so that technology is out there. There's not too many people, I would say, in the Four Corners area that has that technology right now.
And that's so cool that you have up to 10 comparisons.
Instantly. It saves you from going to 10 different offices, and they're right there at the convenience of your home. The rates are there. And so those are bindable, issuable quotes based on a best rate scenario. Of course, we're going to have to run the motor vehicle reports and find out, you know, if there's any claims made, things like that. And then after that, we can get a solid number.
I have an individual who I know that was sitting there and, was helping him out with some things at the insurance one time. And all of a sudden they said, oh, you have a ticket here. And he went, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And it was just so funny to look on his face, like, wow. And I said, yeah, the computer, people are watching and everybody can track everything. So just be upfront, obviously. And, you know, his was an improper U-turn or whatever. He said, I didn't know, and got, you know, pulled over. But all that aside, still got his insurance. So now let me ask you this. If somebody would like to set up an appointment, do they need to bring in all of their insurance that they currently have so you can do a true comparison? Because if you ask me what my deductibles are and all that, I have no idea off the top of my head.
Well, that's a great question. And we like to do an apples to apples quote. And what I mean by that is mm-hmm. that if you bring in the information on your current policy that you have right now, we can utilize that information and get a side-by-side comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have that information, you don't bring it in, we can still quote out your stuff.
Sure.
And you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you're quoted correctly and that you have the right lines of insurance for your home and your auto. But no, it's not required, but it's recommended because if you've been paying too much and we can save you 30 or 40% on your personal lines insurance, we would only know that if we were comparing the same values.
Right. Now, along with those same lines, you know, do you find that people might be underinsured? I mean, like at my homeowners, I'm covered. I've got my homeowners and all that. But then I'm going, oh. Do I need a liability waiver or other things that help or riders for whether it's firearms or paintings or other collectibles and getting an appraisal? Because otherwise, if there is a fire, you might have lost those things.
Great question again. Yeah, absolutely. Having those riders are important. And I think that a lot of people overlook those things, especially as you get older in life and you're seeing the success of your job starts to increase. So you go out and buy nice things.
Sure.
And then, you know, afterwards you forget to insure those. And if you have a peril, a fire, a flood, something happens,
mm-hmm.
and you lose those things, if they're not properly insured, you're not going to have coverage for those items.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, so let's say I've got, you know, a painting that I inherited from a grandmother or whatever. Can you also help me find the person to do the appraisal? Because I'm sitting here thinking off the top of my head. I mean, I think I have a couple of antique items. I'm going, huh, Who at appraisal? I don't want to go to the Antique Roadshow.
We do have a few appraisers, yes, uh-huh. that we use. The insurance some of the insurance companies have assigned appraisers that they okay. want to send out, and that's required by underwriting. But some insurance carriers don't require an assigned appraiser, so we have access to those people.
Okay.
And we do have some locals, yes.
So it sounds like to me, again, going back to the customer service at Wilson Integra Insurance Services, got it all right?
Yes, sir.
Make sure I get that right, Steve. But yeah, it sounds like, you know, you're there to help guide the person or the individual through the processes and then bring in the resources, not only for insurance, but also, hey, have you thought about this and, you know, all these other things that kind of should be considered when you're picking your insurance carrier?
Absolutely. And then a value that we also provide is at the end of each year, we do a personal insurance review for both our commercial lines and our personal lines, because as you grow as a person and or a business, you know, you're adding things to the policy and
right.
taking things away from. And so we sit down and review all of that stuff. And through that review, we know where to go through that. There are some people when they get their insurance policies that I've talked to in the past that don't have those reviews. It's on auto renewal.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happens is 10 years goes by and they've got $100,000 more of items that mm-hmm. are unaccounted for. So the business personal property values are too low. So right. every year we re-review that for
sure.
the insured.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, too, again, I'm going back to, you know, insurance is as good as the person that represents you, and you find out, you know, and you have an insurance, too, when you find out you need it. You know, whether it's health or auto or whatever the situation might be. And also looking at for deductibles, okay, what can I afford out of pocket? You know, if my car got damaged, could I afford $1,000? And it doesn't take long. You get a bumper anymore scratched, and it's $1,000, you know.
Right. Yeah. In living in Durango, the biggest claims that we have here in Durango are glass breakage.
Yes. Windshield. I have a Jeep, and I can tell you, I literally got my windshield replaced, and driving home like 2 days later, hit a rock. It pinged, and I thought, okay, I couldn't see it, didn't know where it hit. And the next morning, turned on the defroster, and it went right across. Within a week, had two windshields.
And, you know, on the value part, we check off a box for yeah. windshield coverage. It costs maybe $15 more in coverage.
Well worth it.
Oh, yeah. And so I've had 7 claims on windshields on my own car in the last 3 years. So
yeah.
living in Durango.
It happens. It happens. All right, Steve, so one more time, your website.
It's WilsonIntegra.com. We appreciate you visiting.
And where do people come to visit if they want to walk in your office?
We're at 255 Main Avenue. We're right next door to the new Starbucks.
Oh,
that
there you
took
go.
Over Dairy Queen.
Yep.
And so we're right in there. So you're welcome to come by anytime and visit us.
Okay. And a shout out for a phone number.
970-682-6700.
All right. And they can always find you on the chamber website, which is durangobusiness.org.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that.
Well, and I you know, the sir thing, you're very respectful because, you know, I'm just, you know, not used to that. I'm going to have everybody that comes in on this show call me sir. I love it. Yeah, you're going to kick me now. Anyway, so Wilson Integra Insurance Services, make sure to check them out. And I would say if you're listening, at least call, get an appointment, do the assessment, and find out. Because with shopping for up to 36 carriers, that's huge.
Yeah, Jack, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks for being a chamber member.
Thank you.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.